Welcome to the Christ Church Vienna podcast, gathering the theological and liturgical resources of Christ Church, the Anglican Church in Vienna, Austria. For more information about the ministry of Christ Church, visit us at christchurchvienna.org. You are listening to the Book of Common Prayer service from March 31st, 2024.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Christ yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to him and all ages. To him be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. This is the day when our Lord Jesus Christ passed from death to life. Throughout the world, Christians celebrate the life-giving power of God as we hear his word and proclaim all that God has done. We learn to trust that we shall share his victory over death and live with him forever. May the light of Christ, rising in glory, banish all darkness from our hearts and minds. The light of Christ, thanks be to God. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts.
We join our prayers to the Church throughout the world and the collect set for this Easter day on page 176. Almighty God, who through thine only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, hast overcome death and opened unto us the gate of everlasting life, we humbly beseech thee that, as by thy special grace, preventing us, thou dost put into our minds good desires, so by thy continual help, we may bring the same to good effect, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter began to speak to Cornelius, his relatives, and his close friends. "I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with them. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us, who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast.
To the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him.
In dying, he died, sin once for all. In living, he lives to God.
See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep.
For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead.
For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is
now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel is written in the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark, beginning in the first verse. Glory be to thee, O Lord. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us now affirm that we look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come, in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 297, saying together, "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today, Christians the world over have gathered, are gathering, and will gather to greet each other saying, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Christus ist auferstanden, ist wahrhaftig auferstanden. Christus anesti, alitos anesti. These are but three of hundreds of languages by which Christians the world over are greeting each other today, reminding us, if we needed reminding, that the Easter message is for all peoples. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. What sort of greeting is this? Well, it is particular. It is particular to Christians. It is one of our distinguishing characteristics. We have something unique to proclaim to the world. Christ is risen. Death has no more dominion over him, and therefore he has no dominion over us, this death. The greeting sets the Christian apart, calling us into a new reality and a new way of life in Christ. It is stupendous. The greatest gift is the gift of life. But on becoming a Christian, the greatest gift is the new life in Christ. And knowing yourself a part of the new creation, which is no longer under the dominion of sin and death, but rather is a life set free from sin and death. One more time, the greatest gift is the gift of life. But when you become a Christian, it is the new life in Christ, the greater gift, this new creation. As Christians, we're always doubly grateful. Yes, we are wonderfully made in God's image, each and every one called to reflect the truth and glory of God. And now, through Christ's death and resurrection, the stone having rolled away, the possibility of becoming a new creation in him is open to all. We have a message to proclaim. The message is multifaceted, as we have discovered once again during our keeping of Holy Week. I wish to connect with Palm Sunday's sermon to take us forward into Easter and on to Galilee. On Palm Sunday, I spoke of how God in Christ identifies absolutely with our human condition. We see this specifically manifested in his passion and death. Through Mary, his mother, he becomes one of us. Human condition is a slightly technical and awkward phrase, but what the phrase is pointing us to is that God identifies with that which he has created absolutely. He identifies with his creation and wonderfully with our existence as humans, in that God in Christ becomes a particular human being. By doing so, God in Christ affirms the gift of life and the goodness of creation, its value, you might say, while accepting that each life is marked by constraints, yes, of time and space, but also sin and death, but is also full of possibility. Consider for a moment our ingenuity, our resilience, our capacity for empathy as human beings. In life, there is joy. There is sadness. There is celebration. There is lament. There is suffering. There is healing. There is being understood, and there is not being understood. There is being accepted, and there is not being accepted. God in Christ doesn't make a detour around living a full life, but rather goes through it at a high cost to himself, so that we might have life and have it in abundance, that we might not wish our lives away, but rather that we take hold of them. Jesus does not shrink from the confrontation that lies ahead. Going through life, throughout, means that whatever life has in store for him, he will face it. It means going through death on a tree, the cross, by means of the Roman death penalty of crucifixion. Why? Because at the core of Christ's example is a fundamental, unshakable trust in God. And that is the God of his ancestors, who is also the God of his present, and yes, for those who believe, of this very moment. as the seal of the Easter candle is broken at the Easter vigil, symbolizing the breaking of the seal that is death and sin. The celebrant says, Christ yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to him, and all ages, to him be glory and power through every age and forever. The women in today's gospel ask, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb? The stone they are asking about is, of course, the stone that sealed Christ's tomb. It is only when they look up, being downcast through the heavy grief and weight of grief, that they realize the stone has been rolled away for them, and it has been rolled away for us. As of yet, the women do not know what this means for them. And this little cameo, this snippet, is given to encourage us also to look up with the women and see that the seal has been broken. As we sing on this Easter day, Jesus lives, by this we know, thou, O grave, canst not enthrall us. Enthrall meaning bind us. When we embark on the adventure of Christian faith, we, like the women, do not know what this will come to mean for us, and moreover, what it will ask of us and where it will take us. We speak of an empty tomb, which to my mind is a slightly unfortunate phrase, as it masks a little the Easter message which it is meant to convey. The first Easter message is simply, don't be alarmed. Jesus is not here. He is risen. He is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he promised. This, you will see him in Galilee as he promised, takes us back to the night on which Jesus gifted us this meal, the Lord's Supper. Jesus, then on the Mount of Olives, with its view of Jerusalem, shortly before his arrest, tells his disciples that none of them will stay the course. All of them will become deserters. And to Peter's horror, he too will be counted amongst the deserters, though for now he protests. Peter will be the last of the disciples to give up on Jesus. But Peter's restoration at the Sea of Galilee is one of the most moving scenes in the Gospel, as Peter says in desperation to be understood, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. But before Peter's protestations, he will deny Jesus three times. It is on the Mount of Olives that Jesus promises, but when I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee. It is this going ahead of you, announced in the empty tomb, and the reality it points to, is where I want to land this Easter day. The women and the disciples return to Galilee to resume their lives. It is there the women and men encounter Jesus, the risen Christ, in their everyday existence, in their former lives, you might say. We know that some of them were fishermen, one was a tax collector, another had been a zealot, but it's unclear what other professions the disciples practiced. Amongst the women, we know of a mother, a widow, a woman had Jesus had restored to community, having become an outcast. It is a right motley crew. Mark's Easter message in the empty tomb especially mentions Peter, because after denying Jesus three times, as we know, he breaks down and weeps. He is ashamed. His bravura was all talk. A message here is being passed to Peter via the women, who were Jesus's and his companions. I am going ahead of you to Galilee. Know this, Peter. I am going ahead of Galilee for you as well. The Easter message, as already stated, and as you know, is for all people. The Easter message is sin and death have no more dominion over us because of God's saving action. The Easter message is we can become a new creation in Christ. Our destiny is now with God. The Easter message is we are to look to heavenly things rather than earthly things. The Easter message is we find life in no longer living to ourselves, but to God. The Easter message is a perspective-changing message. It is life-changing. It is truly transforming. The beauty of the Motley Crew is their faith and how they will live and spread this faith by which communities spring up across the Mediterranean world, cascading down to an Anglican congregation here in Vienna in the 19th century, and to us who are gathered in that church today. The Easter message also tells us that God, who raised Jesus from dead, is always going before us. He is ahead of us. The God in whom Jesus trusted and by whom Jesus was raised is present, as he was present also at Golgotha, the place of the skull, and to be encountered in life, in our relationships, amongst colleagues, family, and last and certainly not least, amongst fellow Christians. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them, says the Lord. This is a message of assurance. Do not be alarmed, or more calmly, do not be afraid. Jesus has kept his promise. Today, Christians the world over are singing, "The powers of death have done their worst, but Christ, their legions, has dispersed. Let shouts of holy joy outburst. Alleluia." So, as Jared Manley Hopkins said, let Christ Easter in us. Amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's pray for the whole state of Christ Church militant here on earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostles taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, especially thy servant Charles, our king, and Alexander, the president of the Republic of Austria, and the leaders of the nations from which we come, that we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto their whole councils and to all that are put in authority under them, that they may truly and indifferent minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and curates, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments, praying especially for our Metropolitan Justin and our Diocesan Robert. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee, thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all them when this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We are so blessed, thy holy name, for all thy servants impart this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace, so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who has our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and our heart be sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise thee for the glorious resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, for he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us and hath taken away the sin of the world, who by his death hath destroyed death, and by his rising to life again hath restored us wondrously to everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Amen. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same, Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, of thy tender mercy, didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death, until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these, thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy holy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. When the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which was given for thee and for many, for the shedding of many sins and for the remission of the same. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Amen. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members and corporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Please stand for the Gloria on this Easter day. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, Keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and remain with you always. Amen.